developing the national electricity grid so that it's fit for our current needs and ready for our future ones.
Now, some local dentists were a bit taken aback by what Fine Gael TD Fergus O'Dowd told us on the programme last week, because he was very critical of local practice, which has told medical card patients that they won't be able to treat them anymore. This is because of the additional cost because of COVID-19.
This has to be stopped immediately, and people are entitled to be treated as human beings. And if you're a medical card holder, I absolutely reject the treatment that this dentist is meeting out to them. Arbitrary and not acceptable and entirely unprofessional, and I think it's a disgrace.
And by the way, thanks to a number of local we're joined now by Fintan Hourihan, who's the Chief Executive of the Irish Dental Association. And a very good morning to you, Fintan, and thanks for joining us. Fergus O'Dowd was telling us that you've a contract with the state and that by right, 3 months' notice should be given in order to opt out of this contract. But what's your take on it?
Good morning, Michael. Well, firstly, I have to say I'm extremely disappointed and I'm annoyed at the remarks from Deputy O'Dowd, and I would ask him to withdraw them. I'm conscious that he has suggested he's made a complaint about the dentist to the Dental Council, so I'm not going to say much other than to say that the dentist concerned contacted me, and he explained that he has been completely misrepresented. He's very upset. He's received a lot of hostile comments. He said that if Deputy O'Dowd had contacted him, he said there was no attempt made to contact him to clarify the position. But if he had done that, the dentist would have explained that all the medical card patients who were in mid-treatment were contacted by the dentist and told they could continue to be treated under the medical card scheme. And that is a particularly important clarification. I think it's entirely regrettable that the dentist concerned has been subject to very hostile and unfair criticism. And I suppose it does beg the question as to why this administration has chosen to deflect attention or questions around, well, why has it done nothing about this scheme? Because this was a scheme which was on the verge of collapse before the pandemic. Mm. With the pandemic and the reopening of dental practices from the 18th of May, with significant extra costs, significant extra protections in place to safeguard patients as well as the staff, there has been no attempt by the state. We have had countless promises. We've had meetings. 6 weeks ago, Minister Simon Harris promised us that PPE would be made available to dentists. 700 dentists registered to collect that, and they still haven't received it.
And we did make that point to Fergus O'Dowd on the programme, because you issued a statement to that effect to us. Just back up, though, on that particular practice and what they were saying to their patients, because they did send a text out, didn't they, to some patients. But do you mean that those patients weren't currently receiving treatment or didn't have appointments?
Well, I don't know about the text that each individual received. There may have been a group text. I don't know. But the dentist concerned has said, clarified to me, in fact, I have it in writing, that he contacted all of the all of the patients who were mid-treatment and said that he would continue, and that's as it should be. He has given notes to the HSE that he can no longer continue to operate this scheme. It's essentially been left so that dentists have been asked to subsidise and pay from their own funds the extra costs which arise from the pandemic.
And it seems to be quite significant. As you say, it was promised to you 6 weeks ago, and 6 weeks later, here you are without delivery of that equipment. One of the dentists who I mentioned earlier on, who was in touch with me, said that they always had to wear PPE, but what's required now far exceeds what would have had to have been in place previously. They're talking about a respirator mask for aerosol treatments, the use of drills and that sort of thing, disposable gowns, face shields to be worn by both the dentist and the nurse, all very extremely costly. Social distancing means extensive surgery decontamination is necessary after treatments, and they're not able to see as many patients per day. So there's pressure on the practice and increased cost, but nothing in terms of support from the state by way of delivering the PPE or paying for it.
Well, that's entirely true. And as I said, this was a scheme which needed to be overhauled before the pandemic. We've now reached a tipping point where, you know, dentists are being left with no choice to maintain the viability of their practice in many cases, but to leave the scheme. That's not what dentists want to do. They want to have a scheme which offers the same high level of dental care and treatment to patients, regardless of whether they have medical cards or whether they're seeing them privately. The state has been aware of this for over 12 years ago. It walked away from discussions in 2008. The changes which saw massive cuts to the scheme in terms of the treatments available to patients in 2010. You know, at the time, Fine Gael was saying, well, when we get into government, we're going to reverse all of that. Mm. You know, they've had the best part of a decade to do something about it, and they've done nothing about it. Okay. So I find it particularly reprehensible that this commentary, which is completely unfounded, has caused great difficulty. I understand the difficulty it's caused for patients, but I think it's entirely unfair to blame the dentist.
Okay, but what about your contract? Tell me a little bit more about that, because you're paid by the state to treat medical card patients, but that contract was obviously written up and agreed to before the introduction of this PPE. And that PPE, as costly as it is mandatory now, is it?
Yes, the Dental Council is the regulatory body for dentistry, and it says that for dentists to resume practice, they need to do risk assessments before certain types of treatments which generate a spray. So we're all familiar with those types of, whether you're going for a cleaning or certain other treatments, crown or whatever. So dentists always have had strong infection prevention and control measures in place. What the Dental Council has said is there may now be a need, because of the proximity, because of the spray, to introduce enhanced measures.
But this has resulted in those enhanced measures are far costlier, aren't they? And could it be argued that that means that the terms and conditions of the contract have changed significantly?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you asked about the contract. The contract was agreed over a quarter of a century ago. It had no provision for a pandemic, clearly. So, yes, we have been asking probably the last 15 years, if not longer, to have this scheme completely, over 20 years, in fact, to have this scheme completely revisited, because it's no longer fit for purpose. The pandemic, of course, has raised further strains, and there's never been a greater need for it. So, you know, we're disappointed that even interim measures, which we asked the state to provide to change and to make it viable, were turned down. Simple request for PPE, we were promised 6 weeks ago, still haven't been delivered. Dentists can't afford. I mean, they're essentially been asked to, from their own funds, provide dental care for patients. And, you know, while dentists want to provide care, they have to run businesses as well. And I think it's particularly regrettable that the state isn't facing up to actually the underlying problem here, which is a scheme which is not workable, is being left, and nobody is paying any attention to our concerns. And unfortunately, it takes something like this to get attention from the politicians, who just simply choose to focus on blaming the dentist.
Okay, I'm out of time. I have to leave it there, but thank you for your time and for joining us this morning. Fintan Hurren is the Chief Executive of the Irish